You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Disability-led theatre company Grey Eye are inviting deaf, disabled and or neurodivergent children to join in their drama group starting in September 2023. To learn more about Grey Eye and the young company, we're joined by Jodie Alyssa Bickerton, who's the Creative Learning Director from Grey Eye. Hi Jodie, can you start us off by telling us about the background of Grey Eye and what you do?
Grey Eye, and it's spelt GRAEAE. It's derived from Greek mythology. We're a deaf and disabled led professional theatre company and unofficially a human rights organisation. We tour world class theatre and support artists on their mission to find an accessible way through the industry as writers, directors, actors, and always championing those diverse stories and changing perceptions of what society expects from us as disabled people. And at the heart of all of it at Grey Eye is the people and work with children and young people as well. These are the next generation and we're like really fueled by their ideas, experiences, their politics and contributions and leadership as well. Grey Eye is underpinned by the social model of disability. So that means that we see access as a human right. And when we were set up in 1980, it was to really ensure that physical and sensory impairments were not left behind and those who had those experiences were not left behind. So we still have this mission because we are disabled people at a real threat at the moment of some of our basic human rights being denied and that being kind of accepted by general society. So we at Grey Eye were a bit in fear of that happening. So we see our role as really ensuring that deaf and disabled and neurodivergent children and young people, artists, contributors are all centre stage and not shut away. We may be misfits, but through theatre we can really use performance to bring about social change, and we truly believe that at Grey Eye.
Can you tell us more about the young company and what kind of age range are included and who can take part?
Yeah, our young company is kind of like a broad term for we have two groups. And so we have a group we internally refer to as our children's company, which is for ages 6+. And that's the group that we're recruiting for at the moment. So we provide both in-person sessions, our home in London, and also we have an online provision as well for those who are unable to get to in-person sessions. So our young company really came about because we did a project back in 2012, you know, when like disability was absolutely centre stage. We had the Paralympics. Disabled people were very much present across the UK in 2012. And we did this really awesome project called the Rhinestone Rollers. And through that, we did an outreach program to find children, young people to come and be embedded in those performances and do their own performance. And from that, we just said, well, we can't let go of these awesome young people that we've met. So we just continued. So now those group of young people are now in our kind of older company. And then we're kind of trying to find the next generation now. Our work doesn't stop. I think the provision that we can provide at Grey Eye, it's always a yes to access. It's always a, if you've been someone who maybe hasn't found other youth theatres, for example, accessible, or haven't found the attitude that welcoming in terms of the access requirements that children and young people might bring to a space. At Grey Eye, we kind of gone, okay, we'll figure it out. Let's do it. We have this awesome team of access support workers, those who are also trained as sighted guides. We have British Sign Language interpreters. We have this access team that is really committed to making sure that children and young people have agency of their own access requirements and can just get on and be playful and do drama games and perform and learn about using theatre as a place to build confidence and teamwork and really get a sense of yourself. So it's not always about someone coming to us and wanting to be an actor. It's a space to just figure stuff out about yourself in the world and build friendships and, yeah, bring your ideas and let's see them happen centre stage. Saturday mornings is when our sessions happen and it's the best day of our week because we just have our building overrun by children and young people and their families. And we like to think that we're trying to kind of create a really homely space as well so people feel a sense of belonging.
And you mentioned there a few of the wonderful things that young disabled children can gain and learn from doing drama. Why do you want young people to engage with drama?
For Grey Eye, we're worried that if we aren't doing the work, then we're not seeing the next generation of children and young people who are deaf, disabled, neurodivergent taking up those spaces in TV roles, in theatre, on centre stage, backstage. We are here to make sure that the theatre industry is as diverse as possible as well. So just thinking about that intersectionality, of disability, there is so many kind of beautiful, diverse stories out there, and we want to give those space and time and elevate those stories as well. I think for a lot of the families who bring their children for the first time to our young company, it's just getting a sense of being able to, build friendships, find people that you can relate to. All our creative output is led by deaf and disabled neurodivergent artists. So there's that lived experience that we can bring to make sure that we can always have those access conversations, but we can also raise the expectations of what is possible. So we've done everything from aerial work, circus work, to performing in front of 800 people at various theatres across London. So we kind of really work on a bespoke level with the groups each year. We want to make sure that, they're having a good time, number one, that they feel, that sense of agency, like they are the artistic advisors for Grey Eye for their performances.
The sessions are free. And as you said, if people get in touch with you about access requirements, you've got lots of ways to develop those and talk about them. How can people learn more and express their interest in these workshops?
Just get in touch with us. You can call us 0207 613 6900. You can visit our website, which is greyeye.org, spelled greaeae.org, or just drop us an email. I'm at Jodi, J-O-D-I, at greyeye.org. And if you don't catch me, there's lots of other friendly people picking up the phones or an email here at Grey Eye. We are starting sessions back on the 16th of September, and they'll be on Saturday mornings for those who are London-based. And we also have an online provision as well, which is absolutely not watered down in any way. It's as rich and exciting and reflects everything that I've kind of talked about today in very much the same way. It's just making sure that we are, being able to give access to people who maybe can't make it in person. Again, we are at the moment recruiting for those who are sort of age 6+. We also have a 14+ group. So, you can get in touch and we'll have a friendly chat with you. We might invite you to come and chat with us or do a phone or a Zoom call just to find out a bit about you and what you need, but also the things that you're interested in and passionate about. They're getting like a really full picture of who's coming into the space. And we also offer things like pre-visits so that you can have a tour around the building to get a sense of the orientation of the space beforehand. And we can always make sure that we can, if you get in touch early enough, we can put access requirements in place ahead of your visit.
Thank you so much, Jodi Alyssa Bickerton, the Creative Learning Director from Grey Eye Theatre Company, for telling us about the very exciting young company.
Cheers. Thanks, Amelia.